Nancy, you were too young for Pearl Harbor to remember.
I was a very small child, but I remember the excitement. My mother, who I have not talked about, grew up in a family of 8 children, a very German family. They stopped speaking German because they were terrified of what would happen if somebody found out. I was aware that there was this other language, but I was, 4 years old. Anyway, my mother was the fifth or sixth child in order. They had no money. Grandpa was a farmer and a junk dealer and whatever he could do. My mother and her sister, the closest one, would share shoes, and one would go to school one day and then wear the shoes and trade off the next day. So they were very poor. My grandmother, when my mother was probably 16 or 18, died of cancer and left 3 children with no mother. My mother became the mother, and she got, I think she made it through 8th grade, but she couldn't go any further.
Yeah.
And so my mother's never known anything but work and raising kids.
Yeah.
She loved children, so it was a gift in that sense. Very generous woman. She'd do anything for anybody. A real pillar of the church. My dad and mom really almost owned the church. As they grew older, they probably gave money to keep it going and so on. Mother always felt self-conscious about the fact that she didn't have even a high school graduation. She wasn't 18, she was more like 14 when she had to become a mother.
Look how wealthy she was in other areas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, she was great.
And both of you drew a strong work ethic from both sides of your families and all.
We both are so grateful for our families.
Yes, yeah. That is so important to, as we have grown older and, made family of our own and all that, to realize what a gift both of our original families were, not because they had a whole lot of resources, but because they were just such good, basic human beings.
And it took both of you probably years to look back and realize that, because I'm saying that about myself.
Sure.
Then we look back and realize what we were given as examples.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. Let me then take you to 1961 when you were married.
Right.
All right. How did you two meet? You guys want to, who's going to start?
Well, I was actually at the university before this dude.
Yeah.
And so I was engaged in a Methodist Wesley Foundation. And I had spent a lot of time there. And Ted was Southern Baptist. And when he came, he got involved in the Wesley program, probably because it was more liberal. And so on, in at the university.
A University of?
Iowa.
Of Iowa.
In Iowa City, that's what it was. But let me tell you the other side of this story so you get the real picture. She's right. I was coming in as a grad student, so I arrived a year later. She'd been there a year. When I went to church, it was at an American Baptist church, a nice community church that I found easily early on. And one Sunday morning, I was sitting there that fall, and all of a sudden, our service was disrupted by this group marching down the center of the aisle who were representing CORE, the Congress for Racial Equality, and they were there to protest the fact that even this Baptist church was still segregated. And guess who was in the midst of that march, wearing a dress I would later learn that she had designed for and built for herself, which had a kind of ballooning cape on the back of it, and they all had black armbands in, and they all marched in and sat on the front row, and it was a big upset, as you can imagine. Yet we recovered and went on with church service, but they stayed with us all that time, and one of their leaders was asked by the minister to speak why they were there and doing this, and so it was a good experience. On the other hand, for me, it was all about seeing this incredibly attractive young woman who obviously managed to keep beauty and her sense of protest ethics together in a package. And I said to one of my kids or friends who was sitting next to me, I said, I'm going to get to know that woman. I want to know what makes her tick.
So do you recall when he came up to you and what you...
Well, no, I did not in that situation, but he started going to the Wesley Foundation, and that's when we met. Yeah. And he's very articulate, very bright, and I thought, wow, that kind of sounds good.
Yes. So how long did it take for you to say, well, we're interested in dating? And
oh, that was too funny, because he is a Cancer, so he always goes around and around. And we were at the Methodist Foundation, the Wesley House, watching a movie or something, and there were several kids there. And he said to me, he said, you know, there's a really good play on Saturday night, and it's very good. You ought to see it. So I went back to my room, and I was out. Was that a request for a date? And I struggled with that, and I said, I'll just get dressed in case. And he showed up.
So that was your first date?
Yep. Yeah.
Seeing a play. All right. So let's move you along here. Marriage is the end goal, but how long did it take before you were married from this early inception here?
Well, and the bump period was around the first of the year, where I finally got around to asking her to marry me. And then we would be married, of course, the following summer when I had finished up my MA. But I don't know, is there any part of that story you want to please?
Again, he was doing his circling. We had friends. And that worked dating and so on. And it was New Year's Eve, and they got engaged. And I told Ted the next morning that when I went over to Wesley, and I said that they just got engaged, and he said, oh, I was going to ask you to marry me, but I don't want to follow suit.
Didn't want to be a copycat, eh?
That passed for a proposal, would you believe, because she took me up on it.
And she said yes right away?
I said, okay, I'm calling my parents.
So then you were married again, the date?
August the 10th, 1961. It was, in other words, the following, that was the beginning of 1961, the January that we're talking about.
And that was the end of his schooling there because
of my master's.
Yeah. All right. So then this August, how many years would you have been married?
Would you believe 64?
Isn't that amazing?
It is
64.
Amazing.
So then everybody asks.
Well, I've always said we've been married 8 times.
Yes.
We went through those ups and downs.
Yep.
That point that, this may be it. And that's because I think both of us are so bored with the same old, same old. Mm-hmm. And we'd reached a plateau, and it was going on too long. Mm-hmm. And then we would get itchy, and we'd need to find some other way of making it new again.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot in that we could unpack right there, but that's good. And you weathered the storms, in other words.
She almost left me when we were doing the field research in San Francisco in the summer of 1969. And I came back because we had been fighting over something, which, of course, I have no way of remembering. But I came back and I found her packing her suitcase and saying, I'm going back to New York, forget it. This is just not working out. And I forget what I did exactly, but I apologized some way and said, look, the last thing I want is to lose you. Yeah. If you're going back, then I'm going to go back. We've got to work this out. But that was the closest in my memory that we came to really splitting the blanket, I think, is one of the phrases.
And look today.
Yeah.
What a nice marriage relationships you guys have.
Oh, everybody really do.
Yeah. Everybody thinks of Nancy and Ted together.
Here we are doing the couple.
Right.